open my guac and dip my chip. It's the Idle Fancy Podcast.
Love that. Yeah,
that's
there
good
we
one.
Go. We're back. Now we're working clean again.
Good,
oh, we, well.
It's a bit naughty. It's a bit blue.
Mm.
I think guac
is still
is,
culinary, though, which is nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't last week.
Yeah, it was. You sweated onions and garlic last week.
Yeah, I did last week. But it wasn't. It was not always going to be. You've really thrown me off with this, guys. I tried to do a fun
open
little...
my guac. So he's bought guac. He hasn't made his own.
Yeah.
He's bought it.
Pathetic.
God. Yeah.
I'm not going to bother anymore.
What has become, of you?
But he freshly made the chip.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Did you?
That would be so nuts if you didn't make your own guacamole.
Nah, but
you deep fried your own tortilla
chips. Fish and chips. Chips.
Chippy chips. I see. Yeah.
Oh, chippy chips.
Yeah, it's chip chips.
And when he says guac, he actually means a mushy pig.
Chippy chips.
What's chippy chips?
It's like chip shop chips.
Oh, you mean like chippy chips?
Oh, come on, guys.
Okay, sorry. That's annoying. Also, that's like a joke about Cole Palmer that was like a year ago. That's not like a...
You see, I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm sorry.
What? Wind back.
Wind back. Chippy chips.
Dip my guac and open my chips.
Oh, shit!
It's the Idle Fancy Podcast, everyone, in case you didn't realise. It's a chaotic Tuesday evening we're recording this on. Paddy got mired in the tube.
Mm-hmm.
He had to send up a flare.
Yep, I'm very late and I'm very sorry.
Zach arrived sopping wet,
yeah,
I would say.
It's so wet and cold outside.
And he says he didn't piss himself, but I'm not sure. No.
And actually, Laurie took away my heater as well. Which was
because it's very loud. It would not make for nice recording.
Did you bring a heater?
No, sorry, it was Laurie's heater.
My
heater. Gave it to
her. Right, okay.
I called it my heater because it was keeping me
alive.
Oh, okay,
warm.
Right. Are you warmer now?
No, real cold.
Well, you were briefly.
I was for a minute, yeah.
When you piss yourself.
Yeah, for warmth.
That's always the problem, is it? It's not a plan for the future, pissing yourself.
They should tell you that. That's what they should warn you.
And Liam's feeling very poorly, aren't you?
I'm a little poorly.
No, you're death's door.
Oh, no.
Sorry, that's why we brought you all here.
It's just me and
Mish. Will.
Yeah, me and Mish have been in the cone of shame. Not the same cone.
Well, that would be disgusting. I wouldn't want to be in Mish's cone of shame if I could avoid it.
You've got a cold, or have you got an impacted anal gland?
All right, don't give away what's up with me and Mish. Yeah. Can we be in your
which
will?
Which one are we talking about?
I need to write my will, actually.
Well, oh, can we be in it?
Are there spaces for three boys?
Yeah, I'll give you something.
What do we get? And do we get the same, or do I get better stuff?
Why would you get better stuff?
Because I brought it up. It was my idea.
That's not how wills work. It's not dibs.
I don't know.
It kind of is.
Yeah, no.
I guess it actually is dibs.
Can I have your marriage?
Yeah. Dibs.
Can I have your marriage?
Yeah. Yes.
That is the creepiest thing you could ask. Oh, yes.
I'm so left field.
Not even your wife, but your marriage.
Your marriage. Really, I just want your legal bit.
Yeah,
exactly. Because then you'll get all the stuff as well.
Yeah, marriage. You get everything in marriage. It's
yeah,
like
no, I mean in the
package.
Will. Surely yeah. it'll all go to Laurie then if he's got the marriage bit.
If I
Liam's more than his marriage.
Well, yeah, but if he dies,
it's not
surely,
what my wife says. Yeah. Without me, you're nothing.
I'd like some. I think I'll get some pretty sweet stuff. I've still got your Steam Deck. Actually, I'll just not return it.
I'll put that in the will.
Thank you. That's
no
correct.
Obligation to return.
Yeah, Sal.
What would I like of Liam's? What would I like of Liam's?
House.
I want a house.
I want a house. No, Zach said it first.
Yeah.
My house.
Does seem like we're going to murder him after this conversation, doesn't it?
This dib style process we've got is, you've got to be like hotter on the old. Does anyone want my job?
No.
Very good, mate.
No.
Oh, well, there we go.
No, resounding. No, it's really difficult. Yep.
No,
it's
you're
really
all
hard. We'd all be bad at it.
That would be amazing if that's how wills and jobs worked, though.
Have you considered putting in more banjo or kazooie into this game?
Can I have your pension? Does that work?
Actually, the person who gets my marriage gets my pension.
Yes!
So that's actually
you really nailed it with that. That's like, oh, that's
really so he's got the marriage, I've got the house, and you've got
that means you've
got
you've got to marry. You've got to marry me, though. If you want the house.
No, that's not true at all. It's now my house. I don't need your marriage in my house. That's not...
You have to divorce my current wife.
And then marry me. And then marry me, and then I get half of the stuff.
No.
But then you'd have to share the Steam Deck unless you get a prenup.
Oh, that's...
In that prenup, I'm saying, if you're a naughty boy, I'm getting that Steam Deck.
I'm getting that Steam Deck. Play the Seance of Blake Manor.
I think, crucially, you guys do whatever you want with it. You're not doing it in my house. That's
okay.
The main thing.
Oh, I get the garden. There you go. Fucked you up there, didn't I?
No, the house counts. The whole land. It's
no,
the land.
You didn't specify it included the garden.
Seriously, have you guys got wills? I haven't got a will.
I haven't got a will. Have you got a will? You seem like someone who might have a will.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, we're all in a funny place. So let's plan Liam's murder. I mean, let's do the podcast.
Right, okay,
shall
great.
We? Are we ready?
How to murder Liam?
I think
he's strapped in.
Yeah.
I'm strapped in.
Okay.
Where were we?
We were just standing over your sleeping self. The knife poised above your head. No, let's find out. We'll get back into the action.
No, I just let... Oh.
No, I have one further point.
No, you've done it now.
So this better be really
good.
It
better be about my will.
No, it's not. I was going to start describing what's happened, but then realised that Laura would probably do that a bit more poetically than I would.
Like he's done for the last 52 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For some reason, I decided episode 53. It's time for me to step in.
Year two.
Liam's
this is
time
Liam's
to shine. All right. Well, I'll do it. So last episode, you made your way to the slightly creepy town of Leem up on the coast of the Isle of Vert on the very northern edge of the Strael Islands. It was a slightly downtrodden place. I think we compared it to the kind of west coast of Ireland, very weather-beaten. It is on this island that is made up of sheer slate cliffs topped with dense gnarled oak trees. You introduce yourself at the pub, the Soggy Squirrel, which caters for locals and a nearby population of Underdark creatures, some of whom you met, including Lord Lorcan, the proprietor of the Soggy Squirrel, a tortle who gave you a little bit of information, also served you some drinks, helped Vatic make a new batch of sulfur bite.
Yeah.
Which you managed to present to the three of the rock gnomes in this pub. Get a bit more of an idea of what's happening in this town. You made your way to some pretty, I would say, damp and squalid rooms here. Just about to settle down for the night when you had a little knock on the door, and who should have shown up but your old comrade, Hess, the half-elf monk, who stands before you now having said, "We've got to talk." And I think she is... You would notice that she is looking... even more jacked than before. She was pretty fucking jacked back then, but she's not been wasting the intervening 3 or 4 years. But she also seems a bit haggard, weathered. She's seen some shit you might put together.
Hmm.
What do the three of you want to do? Hess is at your door.
I immediately...
kill
Hess! And embrace her. I embrace her.
Oh, she does the stiffest reaction. Aww. She's like... I think you're probably big enough to get all the way around her because you're a big boy yourself. But it's not a comfortable hug.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It continues also for like just long enough that it becomes extra uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's nice to see you, Teddy. Nice to see that you're all, what are you doing up here?
Wait, what are you doing here? How did you know we were here? Do you just knock on rooms and hope it's us?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, I've been searching for you in this town for 4 years.
Have we not seen Hess since pre... Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
It's been a
long
time.
Not since pre-fuck.
Oh, not shit. Since pre-fuck. Okay, so this is a proper re... I always assume Hess is sort of about.
You last saw her, I think, breaking into...
Listen to what Laurie says. He's describing the world around you.
You remember how this works? What does assuming do?
Yeah.
It makes an ass out of me, that's
for
sure.
Yeah.
The last time you saw her was at the Helmful Monastery. You glitch, I think she looks at with says, "Oh my gosh.
I'm back."
You're alive. What happened to you?
Oh, I fell through time, I think. It's very confusing. I spent some time in the astral plane, but I'm much stronger now.
Really? You still...
Yes.
She looks you up and down. You don't look it.
Mentally strong.
Mm.
I'm world weary.
We haven't got him back in the old gold caboose yet.
Oh, I see.
But boy, do I have a tale to tell.
Oh, that's very... maybe you could tell me later. The two of you, I thought you were living the comfortable life back in Veld.
I ruined it.
Oh, okay. That's absolutely true.
Yes, that is very true, Hesse. It was comfortable. And then it was immediately uncomfortable.
I'd say it was lacking.
Okay. Well,
it was definitely lacking something. There was an absence of something.
Fun!
I mean, you know, you operated sort of stealthily, but when someone mentioned that a creepy elf and a big boy and
a rock gnome who wasn't from the Underdark here showed up. It didn't put didn't take me a long time to put together who it might be.
So okay, you were already here?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's also... It's unfortunate because we were trying to be covert coming into the town.
Yeah, so unfortunately...
I put on a hat.
There was a bloke who told me all about you. A little little gnomish chap with a moustache shows and a goatee.
Was he
was that little, the little prick Leopold? Did you say he told you immediately?
Well, I bought him a drink and he wet his whistle. He told
should've
me pretty quickly.
Him. I think you rolled
a natural one when you tried to persuade him to keep Sturm, actually.
I know, but there was a 17 rather than the next person I tried to convince.
I wish that was how it works, but I'm told by God that it's not.
Oh, God. Okay, well, so he's going to die, so Leopold needs to die.
Well, actually, I want to know, Hess, who are you here operating on behalf of?
It's a good question. Like, I suppose the last time I saw you, I was... in with the Duke, although I haven't been entirely honest with you three.
Oh, it sounds like a story.
Once upon a time.
I snug myself back up in bed.
Put your nightcap on.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you heard of the BSC?
The BSE? Or
no,
C?
No. Nothing to do with cows.
Or the BSD?
No.
Nope.
I was going to say the Strail Blubber Consortium, but that's the other way around.
No. No, but we did have dealings with them back in the day. We are, and she says, I think this name is really embarrassing, so forgive me. We are the Banishers of Stolen Consciousness.
Oh, it's very high-minded.
Do yeah. I know them? Is there any reason any of us would know that name?
Give me a history check. Why don't you?
Wap-a-pa-pow. There's an 11 plus loads.
you got to give me a number.
Can't say that.
Right? That's 11 plus 9, that's a 20.
I can't believe, listeners, you need to know this. We've got a bit of a new setup today. You might have heard our mic technique is as a table a lot better.
Yeah.
Paddy has inexplicably, I did. To be fair, it was my mistake.
You suggested it.
I offered him a music stand for his character sheet, but he's got it at such an angle.
Yeah.
You have to turn your entire body to look at it.
And
yeah, but you can move the music stand.
Yeah, but then where am I going to put it? If I put it over there, I'll only be able to see Zach.
I don't ever I really no want to have permanence. To do this. Like, but I do feel like this needs to stop. Right. Take your sheets off the fucking stand and that hold them in your hand.
Look, stick.
And now you're going to do my rustling, boy.
Don't look at me. Look at the mic.
That's a pretty strong check. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
See, look, now I'm distracted by the paper.
What do you mean now you're distracted?
11 plus 9. It was 11 plus 9. You got 11 plus 9. I got a 20, and it's really good. And now you've taken away my toys.
Yeah,
staying in, mouse fucker.
20's pretty good. You've heard legend of the BSC. You know them as... the Body Swap Cops.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
You heard rumour of them in your travels in the astral plane.
Wow.
I'm making this up off the spot because that was a good, way better role than I thought it would be. You cross paths with a wizened old Gith Yankee who are, you know, denizens of the astral plane.
Kyle.
Who'd become a cropper at the hands of the Body Swap Cops, who deal with matters of people invading bodies, snatching bodies. They are an intergalactic force of cops.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh. That is something I should have mentioned to you guys, because we're body swap victims.
Exactly.
Well, they're not very...
And I met the organization intergalactically deals with them. Oh.
You met a guy who'd been done in by them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought I met Kyle, who's
the
leader.
They just have the same name.
Yeah. Wow, okay, body swap cops, okay.
Right. And Hess says, if you'd pressed me on my backstory a little sooner, perhaps I would have told you about 4.5 years ago. But
no, the thing is, we're just not interested
that's,
enough.
That's
I don't listen to anything.
That's why I took the assignment to Helmfall back in the day.
Why?
So I thought something might be afoot.
Oh, have you been looking after, have you been looking
maybe
for
it was
us?
A hand.
I've been looking into the Duke.
Oh.
Because I know there's something fishy about them.
Yes.
Oh, no.
There is him, not anyone in this room. So, only him.
Well, the Duke.
Yes.
She rolls an insight check. And doesn't seem to react. Doesn't seem to react.
Yes. Could be a ploy. Let's say something else weird.
Flush her out.
Flush her out. Gauge your reaction on that. We already had suspicions that the Duke was a body.
Well, we've already pretty much got confirmation that's who Tarrant is,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so no, definitely from when I was
talking yes. to...
Yes, okay, okay, okay.
Bardolph.
Bardolph. Him. Definitely, yeah. The Duke was swapped into...
Okay.
Yeah. Your little gnomish body.
No, my, Taryn's body.
My...
Yeah, no, sorry, yeah. But like, as in, he was... he was a byproduct of that, right? They had to cancel his soul ownership to give the soul ownership to someone else.
What I really enjoy, it's like this stuff has been rattling around in my head for so long, and seeing Zach put it together in real time.
So
is also soul ownership means something else.
Yeah. I know.
It kind of works.
But so yeah, you no, could say they're somewhat of a soul trader. Yes. This person. Yes. Okay, so and so do you work for them?
She you remember she wears this kind of like leather vest.
Yeah.
And she sort of hangs her head slightly and pulls it open and there's a badge.
Oh, there's a badge.
There's a badge.
Oh my god. You're a narc.
Well, we prefer law enforcement officer. Oh,
yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
So you defected and now you're working against the Duke, yeah. Trying to hunt down people that are swapping bodies.
I've always been the inside woman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the reason you're constantly getting arrested
yeah,
then.
So a it's real not cunt. You
just,
yeah.
It's not just because you're shit.
Yeah, that's right. I just feel more comfortable in you know, in and around a prison. It just feels like where I'm meant to be.
And so is he your sole target? Was that the oh God, I got to stop using the word soul. was he the only one you were looking for?
Well, I understand that he's been dealing with... one of the heroes of Veld is Taryn. I'm sure you remember Taryn the Dread. But I understand that they are in cahoots in some kinds, and I follow Taryn here. What did you say?
I said boats.
What does that mean?
I know her from boats.
Okay.
She's the boat person. I think Glitch is panicking because he doesn't want us to get rumbled.
Do you got anything you need to come clean about, Glitch? He seems awfully sweaty all of a sudden.
I've sharted on live television. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You set me up.
It's also, though, it's
Glitch just gestures to the door.
I gestured to the door.
It's also.
I lean away from the mic to breathe.
Me
and myself.
Me and Teddy are just like, out!
Out, everyone out. No, no. No, room is compromised. We're done with the briefing now. No. The advice was, it's been 7 years, Paddy. If you speak in a character voice, Laurie will force you to make it. It will become canon.
It was meant to be canon. It was meant to be. Like, I think Glitch is now, it's like, if Hess is onto the Duke and is also onto Taryn and is a cop that takes down people that are body swapped, we have a decision to make right now whether we... Hess, who we've largely always trusted, well, at least for quite a long time, yeah. Whether we go, okay, we need your help as a cop because we're also against them and they've body swapped us, or whether we're going to keep hiding who we are.
Look, no, we're
victims of a body swapping.
Yeah, we haven't...
I think we do come clean.
I would like to come clean, yeah. I was as well, there's no evidence that I've swapped bodies with anyone because Liam murdered the evidence.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
I stand up and I say...
It makes no difference in layout. Exactly. The room.
He's closer to the floor because the bed was higher than him.
He's
dropped. About to say something profound. You
He's dropped off a ledge to be lower than he was before.
Unbelievable.
I get no respect.
What
is it, wee man? You look like you've got something to say.
What is it, you tiny little cunt?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, aren't you big and brave standing up?
Oh, look at you. Ooh, pat on the head.
I'm Taryn.
I don't think you are, mate. I think Taryn's quite a tall lady on a... What's on a pipe? Oh, you mean like that.
Aye. Why did you think I brought that up after you mentioned your job?
You're meant to be... Aren't you a cop? Like, hang on a second.
Listen, I'm very much on the enforcement end of things, not so much on the investigating end of things. My partner... has gone a little AWOL.
Who's Who would that be? Yeah.
It's a confidentiality issue. I don't think I can reveal that right
Hess,
now.
Hess, come on, it's me.
How about...
It's me, your old buddy.
I guarantee he just hasn't come up with the character yet.
Au contraire.
Oh, hello.
Well, look, Hess.
Au contraire, is that the name? Codename Au contraire.
Yeah, that's
from
right.
New Orleans.
His codename is Au contraire, yes. Yes,
Oliver Contraire.
No.
Well,
I want to roll back to the revelation that this rock gnome is Taryn.
That's Taryn the Dread.
Yes.
I always knew. I knew there was something about you.
Well, funnily enough,
a sort of swagger,
Well, now no longer in need of a swap back or anything, but I was originally a Draka.
Shut up! No, you were.
Yes, I know.
That's complete. I can believe him, but not you.
Can't you tell with the I'm two levels barbarian now though. You can't. Does that not come across?
Look at his arms.
There's something I don't know. And don't tell me. You're
that's
the
me.
Other one.
I'm Arctur Caerleon.
Well, I know that's. It could be true.
No, not really. I'm Space Messiah. I'm Cassius Bellone.
Hang on, Tess.
Space Messiah.
Is your partner Arctur?
No.
That's exactly what I was thinking, though.
She is implicated in all this as well. One second, I believe...
I'm the gold guy.
I need to corroborate this, and she pulls out a little doohickey out of her pocket. It looks just like a kind of magic wand. And she goes...
Oh my god.
Oh, is it like one of those metal detectors?
It's like a wand. Yeah, exactly.
It's a solid wedding ring on.
You guys,
it's a radiation detector in all of our
stuff. You are crawling with astral energy. You've been, oh my god.
Oh, we spend quite a lot of time there now, actually. Yeah.
So you're telling me the three of you?
Yep.
Oh my, this is.
We are the original.
Whole time.
We're about to blow this case. You could have told me. I don't know, 5 years ago, might have saved me some legwork.
Maybe you could have been a bit nicer.
True. I know. In hindsight, we should have asked you more things about who you were, where you came from.
No, it's fine.
I'm kind of struggling. Did we ask any questions?
I don't think we've ever really asked anything or told anyone anything.
Yeah. No, it's pretty clear that you're not very good at that over time.
Yeah.
Yes, no, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
So,
are you going to arrest us?
Yes, good to know.
We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't choose that, by the way.
Well, what are you doing here? That's my first question.
Well, we didn't realize there was a body of law enforcement to deal with this, so we were just.
That's
kind of
fine. Just answer my questions.
I forgot to tell you.
We were dealing with it on our own. Well, we understood, you know, by virtue of no longer being in our original bodies.
There's
that
one thing I hate.
We swapped
more.
Out of bodies, so we just decided to kind of
roll with it,
follow the bodies, and get them back.
Yeah.
It's not gone well.
No, it's not gone great. But also,
we have answers.
This is a negotiation.
50-50. No,
but they
negotiation.
If there's one thing I hate more than a perp, it's a vigilante.
Oh, a vigilante!
We answered your question. You answer ours. Who's the? No, also Liam had something to say. This is Liam, by the way. He's also here.
Yes, Vatic.
I genuinely don't remember.
You gave me the look.
Oh,
I thought you were saying something, and I interrupted you, which is often what I do.
No, his eyes are glazed.
Who's your partner?
Who are you working for? Swear to me. You're under no position to force me to tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you au contraire's true name. But we do need to find him. He has been taken in.
I Google him. I can Google, right?
That was like a proper Laurie's soul left his body there.
Sorry.
if I had a pound for every time an elf asked me if he could Google something...
You'd have £10.
I'd probably have about a tenner, yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you, this is. I'll give you all the intel I have, as long as you give me all the intel you have.
Of course.
Sounds like a deal.
We've come here because we were following Taran.
Right. Yeah. And after we'd just dealt with the Draka body
swap. Now, you've
issue.
Said that a few times. What does... maybe spell that out. What does that mean?
Vatic killed him.
There's no... there's no longer a body to swap any
there
original soul
back
into.
There was a mammoth incident.
Yeah.
But we can. I can confirm, though, Draka's soul is safe.
Well, that's actually bad news on both parts.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I guess it's better that he's not in your body, because that was quite a nasty one. Quite an effective operator, I imagine.
My soul is different. I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly how, but I know for a fact there's nowhere to put his soul.
No, I understand that. But the
and
problem,
I don't necessarily feel like I'm lacking souls.
This is a right
anymore.
Pickle. Oh, commissioner's going to be pissed off.
There
the
is
paperwork.
One final point,
started,
though,
mate.
That in terms of I feel fine, my souls are fine. There may be
souls
a lost. Yeah, souls. They're my souls now.
Right, okay.
There may be a lost. There may be a lost soul in the astral plane wanting to get back to an original body that is now occupied.
Let me tell you, that is a problem.
Yes, okay.
Because these individuals we're dealing with here, this is not their first fucking rodeo, mes amis.
These guys know how to ride cows.
These guys know how to ride cows. This is one thing my partner always said.
I really got him. I got him.
Oh, if only you spent as much energy trying to solve the mysteries as you do trying to get Zach.
That's not his fault. I've not asked a question in 7 years either. That was worth it. It's such a dumb joke.
Your fault because you're such an easy target.
Look, you're talking about the five.
How do you know about the five?
Read it in a book.
He's read a book, has he?
I've also met one of the five.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, and I know.
That was him.
Bardolph.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Is that what he goes by these days?
Yeah, he's dead now. So.
We've been tracking these individuals for some time. Yeah. They've been around longer than me, longer than my partner, longer than the chief, even.
How long have you been around?
Oh, I'm about 70-odd. That's half health years. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Looking good on it, though.
Give me an insight check.
Yeah, I want to know.
Is that just a compliment or?
I was just being polite.
Yeah. She's a time cop. I can't call them time cops.
Yeah, that's Marvel's.
She's a body
thing.
Swap
she's
cop.
A body swap cop.
Insight.
Maybe she's been, you know, dipping in the company. You know, she maybe
it's the loudest dice I've ever rolled. 18.
I also wasted a nat 20.
Well, okay, you.
How good is she looking? Let us know.
Well, it's only about this time that you realise that one of her eyes, maybe she steps out from under. is milky white, and there is a jagged scar running across it. And although she's jacked, as I said earlier, she looks weathered and weary, like she's really seen some shit recently.
What happened to you?
I've been hiding out here for way too long. They are some kind of operation going on underground in the temple to, what's his face? The drow bloke?
It began with a V.
Vayron.
Thank you.
That was quite close.
Yeah, that was quite close. You added a duel.
I added
but
a duel for no reason.
We've had tabs on two of them for a while. We thought they were on a voyage over here. Makes sense that Zhraka didn't make it if you dealt with him. But that means that one is loose, which means he's going to be looking for a new host as soon as possible.
That's how it works.
Another one's loose. I believe that. Well, you beat her, actually. That one you beat how many years ago?
Oh,
she's another.
Many.
Vandra.
Vandra, that's what you called her. She's been going at this longer than any of them.
So she's loose.
She hasn't got a body.
At least last I heard, no. I don't know. I haven't been able to get. I've been trying to get close to him down into the temple, but it is guarded like Fort Knox, if I knew what that was. It's guarded like, oh.
Or like Big Fort.
Or like or Waterdeep itself.
Yeah, big Fort.
Or like a
big bottle of orange juice.
Like a mouse would guard its cheese. And your Taryn's another one. And
who was the first one?
Vandra.
No, Vandra was the second one.
Bardolph.
Yeah. Taryn.
The Duke.
The Duke and Taryn, who I suspect may be one and the same, yes. And then the other two, I've gone cold on. I don't know anything about.
When you say gone cold, did you have a lead and it went cold?
Centuries ago.
Well, I kind of have some information about that, actually, from a conversation with Bardolph. So,
spill the beans.
Well, so
she grabs a candle and puts it under your face.
So
where were you?
So
that's gonna test the pop shield.
Well, I don't know how much of a lead it actually is, but when I was speaking to Bardolph, he did let slip that of the original five, one has opted out a long, long time ago, and then another one, I think, also didn't necessarily opt out at the same time, but hasn't been involved in the operation whilst we've been body swapped. If that makes sense. So there are definitely two that are errant.
Yeah.
But one sounds like they're probably not coming back / at odds with the original operation. That's what I got.
This is what our intelligence matches up with, but we haven't been able to get a lead on this.
Okay. So well, about, specifically Bardolph told me. So
well, what about Glitch and Cirrus?
Do you know those names? I'm Glitch, but the other Glitch.
Is this a test?
Maybe? I'm not sure.
So
did they ring
your
me bell?
Glitch, original Glitch, you mean the one what was in your body first?
Yes.
I've never come across him.
Okay.
We did think, our working theory for a long time was that you were one of them. Cassius.
Oh. Cassius. Oh, great.
All that, all that nonsense with the, you know, the prophecy, mysterious birth.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was weird.
Seemed like it.
Being painted like gold. Yeah.
Big egg.
Painted, being it.
Yeah, odd.
Yeah. Religion's weird, huh? But I'm fine. I'm definitely cool.
You say that.
I'm cool. I ain't no narc.
Look, we're all cool, Hess. This has not been a...
You better all stand up in court. All right? Better stand up. When this goes to trial, you better testify.
Hey, Hess.
Yeah, okay.
Are you cool?
Of course I'm cool. Why would I be cool?
Is she cool?
What do you mean by that?
Insight check. Is she cool?
What are you actually asking me?
You can't
about
just
that?
Say,
is she on your side?
Yeah.
Is she
on the level?
Yeah.
Give me just told her a load of, like, that's our deepest, darkest secret. And I'm just making sure we're cool.
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
Do you think this is... Are you trying to work out if she inherently is or if she is won over by what you're saying?
Yes, won over.
Persuasion, then, I think.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
He still looked at the stand.
Yeah, I did look at the stand. And now I have to get my sheet off the floor. 14 plus loads plus 2. 16.
She is, I would say, 95% convinced.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, nice.
There's something about your stories that she doesn't completely love.
£2.
Two gold pieces.
No, that would be bribery. So, where's your HQ? No, hang on.
Yeah, that's
who's
a good
your
question.
Partner? And are they here?
Oh, you're going to have to. I don't know if I can tell you that. Give me another. What are you doing? Persuasion?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I'm not threatening.
I mean,
Hess.
I could try and help by just pointing. But Hess, we're not honestly trying to get information out of you. It's the point where we might have actually met them. We met Bardolph and a couple of the
other
ones.
We just established
we're
cool.
Like, so far, you might have some misgivings about the type of people that we are, but we've been doing this for less time than you, and we've got way further. So
yeah,
we might actually.
Oh, you've really talked around there.
Beginner's luck, that is. Give me persuasion check, Pets, or whoever. You can give me one as well.
We said that in character.
Okay, I'll give you one as well.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's bad. Mine's a 6 plus 2, 8.
Okay, Teddy can have one too.
Teddy can have one too.
Teddy can
remember
have
though,
one
this
too.
Is one of my good ones, which means that it will be a 2.
Okay.
Persuasion. Oh, it's a 19 plus 7.
Oh, it's a 26.
That's something.
You've met him.
Me?
In the prison. All three of you have met him.
If that's fucking Pendlefluff.
No, not that prick.
It wasn't Jarnell, right? We didn't.
His name's Jarnell.
Oh, did we murder Jarnell?
No, he's alive. No. He was very injured after the prison escapade.
Okay, good.
Oh, thank
you. Didn't pick up on the fact that I was an inside woman and he was helping us most of the time. But
is that something that had we asked more questions, we might have...
Potentially.
Okay, yeah.
Funny, so wait a second. When I thought I was sweet-talking him with
he
weed,
was on a level.
He was actually just... He was going along with it.
What did we do? Didn't we knock him out and steal his shit?
Yeah.
We've got his sword still. Oh,
yeah. Also, we're like all so like not on the level of the characters, but us three are like so fucking like tunnel vision with this game that we're like, a helping hand, take it. Don't question it.
Don't keep moving.
The dice don't
take
lie.
His sword,
I keep
knock
going.
Him out.
I'll just open this door for you. We're so good, we convinced you.
I don't think any of us had any persuasion stats at that point.
Is Jarnell here?
Jarnell's gone missing. That was sorry, I didn't hear his voice. Jarnell's gone missing.
Here? Or since
he was my partner here, yes.
Shit.
Oh.
When did you last see him?
A week or so ago. Yeah. That's and she looks suddenly. Through all the kind of bluster she's had during this conversation, she suddenly kind of shrinks a bit. She said, "Oh, it's been tough hiding out here on my own, not knowing where to find him. But we've been tracking the comings and goings out of the Underdark, but it was pretty hard to keep on top of everyone. And then one day he just vanished, didn't come back from a patrol.
Maybe someone got wise to him. Is this again the people who are gatekeeping the entrance from what we hear?
That's only the beginning of the problem, mate. Yeah. We've got so they've got the front entrance locked down. Tough. Ooh. They call themselves the cult of the Red Dragon. Some nonsense like that.
As a gold dragon myself, I don't like it.
But then you hear all these. You hear all the locals are like, "Oh, well, don't worry. There's other ways in. We're all going to gloss over that glitch. Don't you worry."
Okay, great, thanks.
There are all these other ways in. You can go down this cave, but they're all fucking horrible. Absolutely, you know what the Underdark's like, don't you? I guess maybe you don't, Vartik, but you've got.
I've literally never been there.
Well, let me tell you, it's grim.
Grimdark.
Yeah,
it's grimdark Underdark.
So I've been sort of trying to, we've got a few assets in town. I've been trying to lean on them to get some intel. But the last I heard was that Taryn showed up a couple of days ago on a wyvern. Don't know where she got one of them.
On a wyvern?
Yeah, you know, big flying worm thing.
Where did she get a wyvern?
I don't know. It's what I just said.
Oh.
Don't know where she got that.
Why aren't I talking character voice? What's this? Who's this guy?
I have no idea. What's going on?
I don't know. Sorry, I had a brief lapse of consciousness.
Well, and look, she had two passengers with her.
Ooh, do you know who?
No idea.
Do you know what they look like? Glitches always wants to be a cop.
No, one of them was, from what I gather, one of them was under, maybe restrained, knocked out, asleep. The other one was another woman.
Interesting.
That's all I know.
So they will have escaped from the ship as it exploded. Is that the last we saw of Taryn? Oh no, they got off the ship before.
Yeah, they got off the ship. So that's why we're here. We're tracking her. So,
well, look, there's no use speculating.
Yes.
Look, whether you trust us or not, we've got a common goal here.
Listen, if you want to get in there and help sort this mess out, then I'm all with you. But if I notice any funny business, I'll call him back up.
Do we get badges?
No.
Well, look, I can't promise no funny business. We're sort of in the habit of business in funny
ways.
What
I'm saying is, if you do any body unauthorized body swapping...
Oh, if we knew how, believe me.
I will report you to the higher-ups, and they are not as reasonable as me or Jarnell.
Absolutely fine. The body swapping was unintentional to begin with.
We don't know how to do that.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
We'd like to know
that's what they all say. It's how it starts, just innocently thinking, oh, what if I had longer legs? Oh, what if I had a bigger nose? And then, bam, before you know it, you've hopped 17 times, you've traumatised 16 families, and everyone's dead.
How do they do it?
What do you mean, how do they do it?
Well, ours was a wish spell.
Yeah, that's a classic wish spell. Yeah, absolutely classic. Bends the laws of reality, so...
Yeah,
wish spell, there are, you know, ninth level wizard spells that can do it.
Gods
can do it.
Ah, okay.
They were actually, in my time in the astral plane with Bardolph, I mean, they were using some sort of contraption, very man-made, lots of kind of lightning energy sort of...
Mm.
That was the thing. There was definitely a switch and circuits involved.
Oh.
There was no spells, as far as I can remember from the time in the astral plane.
That sounds very worrying.
It's like listening to your grandmother explain a computer.
Yeah, I kind of do imagine that Teddy is like both magic and tech are basically the same thing.
Forgive me, dude. Watch my flip.
It had a switch. It was really good.
There was a switch. There was circuits. There was definitely power.
Of some kind.
But I'm not sure it's just necessarily limited to spells anymore is my point. I think it's definitely not a magic thing anymore.
Could
they
be
might be able
both.
To do that on an industrial scale.
Where's your HQ?
That is classified, but I will tell you it's in the astral plane.
Right, it's there because I can go there.
Yeah.
Just immediately, like
I wouldn't. If I were you, I wouldn't go around my bosses. They've got agents all like, in all of the planes of existence. Right?
Wow,
we're here on the material plane.
Right,
they are not nice people.
You could say on the material plane we're touching cloth. Doesn't work, but you see where I was going,
no,
don't you?
Don't, no
that's
one reacts.
Worse. Liam. If we can be like, oh, I can see what you're trying to do.
Liam, this is your reinforcing this bad behaviour.
Why?
Because it wasn't
funny.
Because
I'm in eyesight. Because if we could go... No, we can't go to their HQ.
Listen, they're at the HQ. Yeah. It's a floating fortress manned by bloodthirsty aliens to you and me.
Wow.
I wouldn't go anywhere near.
Guys, I'm just saying.
Why do you want to go there?
Get the badges. Then with the badges, we can do anything, right? Can I borrow your badge?
No!
Okay.
You've already asked me.
I'll make badges later.
You could be my deputy.
I'd love to be a deputy.
Yeah, right. You play cards right.
It seems to me the first thing we should do is probably get Jarnell back.
I think you're right.
Well, it sounds like he's in the Underdark anyway, and that's pretty much where we were going.
We're doing that tomorrow.
Oh, in fact, yeah, Hess, we should tell you. Yeah, we've got a way in the Underdark.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow.
How are you getting in?
Well, we're meeting a guy.
Yes, no, so it turns out that being a rock gnome is good here.
Yep.
Hi, it's good everywhere here. Don't pretend it's like a sudden boon.
Oh, but, I see. Suddenly being a tiny little freak is useful.
has everybody been around
your girlfriend? Sorry, Liam, I feel like you're replying from Liam.
That's look, I think we've both very clear. We know we've coded like rock gnomes as Geordies now. And so I'm defensive of them.
Well, you've got an in.
Vadic got us an in.
Oh, yeah, we've got an in.
He made some guys some drinks.
Got an in.
It was actually very easy. And,
we got also, an in at the inn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've also got a sword by which to pay them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, let's keep down about, pipe down about the sword, maybe. Oh,
yeah, do you have any, like, money? actually, do we have any money?
Yeah, we've got loads of money.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
But like, no one in this town uses money.
Oh, shit, you set that rule.
I did.
It was so funny. That really let you do that. It was brilliant. Listen, all right, you've got a contact in Gelsenkirchen. That's a good start. All right, let's meet with them and we'll see what's what. Or you can meet with them and fill me in later.
Oh, no, we'd love you, pilot. Look, you're on the journey now. It's fantastic.
Could you play sort of covert ops with us? Could you, like, keep, like, we could go, you know, like, we could go and then you could be, like, in the shadows in case anything goes.
We'll abbreviate it to cops.
That's really good.
You want me to follow at a safe distance? You want me to tell you?
Yeah, because I think...
Like, I'll tell you.
That'd be cool, right?
Yeah,
if we show up with a massive fucking henchman and we're like, yeah, let us into the... like,
my friends, I'm best. And she does her little Kage Bunshin Nojitsu and disappears into the shadows.
Yeah.
Yes, no, this is good. This will be...
I'll follow you.
How have you not got into the Underdark already, actually? This is important.
As the invisible woman that we know.
They've got wards, magical lights that penetrates my magic. It's...
fairy lights, I think it's called, or fairy fire, or something.
Fairy lights? That's so sweet. Fairy lights.
Fairy
fire.
The thing that you can... And colour spray.
Yeah.
No, you can...
Yeah,
this is me telling you about magic. This isn't Paddy being excited about having read a book.
Glitch is magic explaining.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm explaining.
They got fairy lights, tinsel.
It's like Christmas out there. Let's go.
Well, listen. Should we just pick it up the next morning when you go to meet your contact? That's probably easiest. Unless there's anything else you want to talk to Hess about right now.
I have one question, probably out of character for the three of us.
Hmm. Yeah.
So we're okay. We're now probably not going to trade Jarnell's sword. I think that would be a lovely thing to be able to give back to him.
Yeah.
If we're trading with people who don't like...
If it benefits us, though, like...
Sure, but now that we know
we
that
just
he's
lost
on...
The sword
we're
years
sort
ago.
Of building an army. Like that's how I see this. Is like we're building like a power squad that are eventually going to help us take down, you know, the ultimate evil. And
then
I think Jarnell should be one of them.
We will give him back his sword.
So here's my plan. Right. If we're giving this to people who have been... like, you know, beaten down by the higher-ups of this town. We know that it's like a two-tier system.
Yeah. Yep.
We know that the thing that the top tier loves the most is this fucking puffin. So I'm saying if we can get that puffin, that could be the ultimate thing to trade in to get us access to everything else.
I actually have got to say...
He who controls the puffin
controls the spice.
It's not June puffins.
It's
but I was the logic that you've displayed there
is pretty bang on, right?
10-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
But you've made a leap with the puffin element of it. Like the logic you've got there is like that we're absolutely right. We need a revolution for like the second class citizens to help us rise up against the sort of lower numbered oppressors who are on the bad side.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's aligned with
Hess. What we need.
All good. There is nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Apart from obviously you came up with a puffin based law for this town.
Yeah.
That suggests that they would be receptive to a puffin. Because not the people that we're trying to, they're not from the town.
No, exactly. But if you're trying to negotiate with a town that is run by a puffin and you present them with that puffin as a bargaining chip.
But we just want them on our side. Why are we, don't threaten their puffin. Don't get their puffin.
We're getting the baddies puffin because then they can then rise up. If they've got the puffin, I think that that gives them such leverage.
No, I get that.
To take down this system against the upper class so that they can open the gates.
And I'm so glad that Laurie's making that face because it means that I'm right.
Damn.
You created the puffin law.
Yes.
That was for the town that existed already.
Yeah.
The people that we're trying to come
and like take over, have taken over the Underdark, weren't from the town.
From the town.
So they're not going to give a fuck if we turn up with a puffin.
I don't know.
I was literally just mentally preparing myself to add 3 episodes to this arc.
We could absolutely, we could take the puffin as a sort of way to sort of galvanize the lower classes, rally behind this puffin.
Yeah.
But.
See, no, does that, you can stop there.
No. But my big question is.
Yeah.
Why? Why would we do that?
I just think
they're already fighting for freedom. We get them to fight for freedom. We don't have to fight for the freedom and the puffin.
I don't know.
We do not have to get this puffin.
I didn't care about this oppression until they show me that puffin, and then it's not little Sebastian.
And I hate doing this because I'm on board with heisting a puffin.
Yeah.
It's just I won't do it on the pretext of that logic because it makes no sense.
Well.
He's a man of principle, okay?
Yeah. No, it's fair.
I'll do all the mad shit you take me along the ride for, as long as it makes logical sense.
What if I don't?
I actually think that's how Rob Roy united the the clans. I think it was a puffin.
I just think he'd be useful.
You would.
I promise you, Zach to Paddy, I promise you,
yeah.
If at any point we have a sort of opportunity to
take the puffin.
Yeah, or that it's it's hinted, Laurie gives us a sort of the hint of a side quest.
Yeah.
I'll come and get the puffin with you.
Okay.
But we can't make that the primary plan.
Okay, but you're going to allow me it being the secondary plan.
If it becomes available while we're enacting the primary plan, yes.
Right. Okay, great.
But the primary plan can't be
Liam, what do you
secure
think?
The puffin.
I think you're going to find every way possible to make this puffin happen.
I just think that if I see him, I'm going to grab him. That's all I'm saying. Because I think he'll be useful. What is that?
It's a puffin.
Is that the puffin?
Is that what a puffin sounds like?
Apparently.
Wow. Ooh. Is this in fiction? Can Glitch hear that?
You can hear it outside the window of the tavern right
now. I'm distracted by that. You guys keep going with whatever the plan is.
It sounds like a Star Wars character.
That'll be a puffin, though, not the puffin.
That's all I need.
Look, my only concern is that is...
Is that your only concern?
No.
Have more concerns. Voice more concern.
I don't actually think the people of the town are evil. Right. And we are going to be stealing their god, basically.
Yeah.
I think it paints us slightly as the baddies.
So many logical fallacies. If anything, the people that have taken over the town have probably got the puffin as sort of like ransom.
The puffin is an inside puffin.
Yeah, what you could be a time cop. I mean, we do need something to trade.
We do need something to trade.
I will concede it doesn't have to be the puffin, but it's the only important that I know of in this town.
I'll tell you what, though, this a nice way of doing both these things at the same time. I said they obviously the town. This is a question to Laurie, the dungeon master.
Really? Yeah,
the town obviously doesn't use money; it barters.
Mm-hmm.
Are puffins valuable? If we had a bag of puffins, would that get us into the Underdark?
How many puffins do we need?
You're picking the one thing that they have loads of here. what do you think?
There we go. No, so I just need to check. Because that makes logical sense. I'll follow that, man.
I'll get the fucking Keynesian economics book out in a second. We talk about supply and demand.
Okay, I was just checking.
I know. Sorry. My anger is misplaced.
Spent so long blanking out this fucking suggestion over here that I make one suggestion and I'm the idiot.
You fucking bastard, what do you mean?
Well, that's the only thing I think...
that's the only idea you've got?
No, before we approach, at least let's take the seed of my idea, we cannot approach without something to trade.
Ooh, I agree.
And I think we should agree on what totally that is so we don't just look through our inventories when we're stood there.
We have to assume we don't have anything of value now if we're not taking the sword. We probably need to go into town and find something of value.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And steal it because we've got nothing to trade.
Because we have nothing of value.
Yeah. So that's I do think that the we have to heist in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. And also, I would like it on record. I was on board with every element of your plan.
Except the puffin.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you brought in that it could be many puffins instead. puffins.
I just wanted to make sure that if that wouldn't work before we then did it.
Okay. Okay.
It's so sound.
Okay, yeah.
So we need to find something of value.
Yeah.
Before we meet the gnomes.
Yeah, and we have until sunset, I think they said.
Yeah. What time is it now?
Yeah. Didn't we? Is it sunset the next day, I think is what we said?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. You said a couple of meters.
And we were woken up in the middle of the night, so we're very sleepy.
Yeah.
Why don't you finish up resting and we'll work out plans in the morning.
Yeah.
Step right up, my friends. It's the Travelling Middle Plain Roadshow. We're back in town this weekend, one night only, to delight you with some notices and announcements. Hello, it's Laurie, your Dice Chief here. Was trying something a little bit new for that. It didn't land well, did it? I can tell. Welcome back to the Middle Plain, the part where I do some housekeeping, basically. Hope you're all very well. Hope you're enjoying the new arc. Hope you're enjoying some relatively competent level 10 characters. Much more easy to handle than the level 20s we started out with, but still a headache for me. And that's all that matters. It's very wet and rainy here in London at the moment. We haven't had a dry day in what feels like forever. So it's a drab time, but hopefully you're finding some fun and games here and there to keep you occupied. I wanted to drop a quick note this episode to say thank you to our Patreon subscribers once again for keeping us afloat and for keeping us in new gear and in web hosting, two big expenditures we've managed to pay completely with Patreon money this month. So that is amazing. Means we can do this without having to spend a lot of money on it anymore, which is just a delightful thing. We're really grateful to our patrons. I wanted to give a particular shout out to Phil Haig. Phil, I hope that's how you pronounce your surname, who has been a big supporter of ours for a long time and is finally going to get his NPC put into the campaign, probably next episode, all being well. And if you want to join Phil in immortalizing, I don't know, yourself, a loved one, or just a character from your own fevered imaginations, then I would encourage you to become a Patreon subscriber, which is completely optional, of course. We're very grateful for those who can do it, but we're mostly grateful for people who are just joining us for the ride as a listener or a subscriber to the podcast. Anyways, thank you, Phil. Listen out for that, hopefully, next episode. A reminder that we're back every Fantasy Freaky Friday. That is hashtag Fantasy Freaky Friday. If you use such things on your nearest podcatching app, the next episode will be out on the 28th of February. And if you like what we do, then please do consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/idlefantasy for bonus content, including our character sheets, special subscriber only episodes, and much, much more. If you want to chat to us, please find a link to our Discord channel in the show notes for this episode. Email us, idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. I think we still have an Instagram at idlefantasypod, where you can see stuff there. Something I'd like to ask you all for, and I'll put this up on the Discord as well, if you have any favourite moments or clips from the episodes, we're going to try and make some little videos so we can start sharing those online and hopefully entice some more listeners in. If you have any favourite moments you think we should immortalise in a little video clip, do let us know. I'll put a post on Discord where you can add your comments there. Right, let's get back to the action, back to the creepy town of Leem, and we will catch up with you next time on Idle Fantasy. We love you very much. Goodbye. You wake up bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and long-rested, which I don't think will be an issue. I think you're probably long-rested. You haven't done anything very strenuous since.
I had full hit points before.
I tell you what I am going to do, though.
Oh!
I never mix experimental elixirs.
Yes!
Oh,
Pat, you got a jingle for this, right? A potion time! It's a potion time!
Oh, look out, he's making the drink.
Schwa.
I do actually. I hope you really do genuinely make me.
Well, now I've got to fucking make one, haven't I?
Now, Liam, I've got a special treat for you because the the Artificer rules give you quite a small selection of potions to make. Right?
It does, yeah.
It's a D6, and you roll a D6, and that
correct,
gives you.
Yeah.
How would you like to play the Wicked Wango round with me, your DM? And roll a D100 instead to see what dice you make.
That's more fun. Do that.
Give up. You can give up the reliability of the old D6 to instead roll on my experimental elixir expanded table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously I'm going to do that. A D100 is just a more fun dice.
It is. I need to thank whoever made this, but I don't have a citation, but it was from someone homebrewed this on Reddit, and it is
Sorry,
wonderful.
Zach. He never gives you the credit you deserve.
Their name is something
People
like...
People never know how much I do in the background.
Mac. All right then, Liam.
Did you just think that you were trying to fake that it wasn't me and it called it Matt? Is that what that was? Yeah.
All right, so I can create two of these.
Okay.
At my level.
Well, you can
canonically you create one, and Zach and I are trying to copy you in the back. Sorry, we've got our own little mini potion set.
I woke up before you're up.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, this is what wakes you up.
Okay, so D100. Roll.
Roll the dice.
It is a straight 40, like I will be soon.
Hey! Okay, this is pretty good. This is a potion of heroism. When imbibed, it will cast the spell heroism on the target. Heroism, a winning creature you touch is imbued with bravery. Until the spell ends, this creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns. So you get these re-upped temp hit points.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I mean, that's great as well because as of becoming 10th level, you naturally get temporary hit points from my experimental elixirs anyway.
Oh, so you'll get a double boost.
So this is going to
really
boost people up.
The number is equal to your spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns.
What is your spellcasting modifier?
I think it's plus 8 at this point.
So that's a plus 16.
It's only one time upon drinking it for the bonus that... It naturally
that Liam gives. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, though, I mean, that's a hefty... Yeah.
It's a dose.
It's not bad.
All right.
That's very cool.
You going to do the other one?
Yep, let's give it a go. So there's part of me that sort of feels like, I should just do one of the safe ones.
You can do a 6 if you like.
No, fuck it.
No, fuck it, man.
No, just, roll the D100.
What a weird number to roll.
69.
99.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
You're going to love it. I was literally just looking at this being like, this will be great if he gets it. This is putting my wine down for this
a potion
one.
Of cocksucking. Sorry,
he doesn't need a potion for that. He's already great.
The creature at the start of his turn sucks every cock,
gains 8 temporary cocks.
You guys are disgusting.
Sorry,
no, you're not sorry.
It's now, that sort of content that stops us getting on the one show.
It's the one different. That's the barrier between us and Lorraine.
Yeah. Do you know what? You could be quite a good cipher for what's it? Matt from Blue Peter, who now does the one show. Yeah. Could be about it quite
we've got
easily.
Matt, we've got Lenny Henry talking about his new show, and we've got that guy that fucked a mouse and his friends.
can you imagine us trying to like
sit on that sofa?
On the one show.
I can't imagine Paddy getting comfortable on that sofa. Interviews. You'd be like,
wiggling. You'd have your character sheet like folded over on. The teleprompters.
Now, this is, in fact, as you brew this potion up, you notice it's got a familiar hue to it. A yellow glowing hue. Do you remember?
Corona of Farsight.
Not only is this a Corona of Farsight, this is a Corona of Augury. An upgrade on the Farsight.
It's got lime in it.
Now, do you want to explain that? Augury?
An upgrade on a Corona is to put...
No, what Laurie's doing is making you confront your lack of vocabulary in front of everyone.
No. It's just
only,
like, explain your joke for the class.
You see far ahead.
Yes, but you get the taste of lime.
Because of a Corona. He had the Corona of
Farsight.
Yeah,
no, I understand.
No, he gets the joke.
Yeah, but he's making me do it.
I am, because you need to think about what you say.
It means he can see the future, Zach.
It does indeed.
Is that not what Farsight is anyway?
No, like with that, he was having visions of seeing things that have happened or are happening.
Oh, so this
Augury
is future
is
vision.
Someone who can see what is going to happen.
By casting gem inlaid sticks, rolling dragon bones, laying out ornate cards, or employing some other divining tool, necking this, you receive an omen from an otherworldly entity about the results of a specific course of action that you plan to take within the next 30 minutes. The DM chooses from the following options. Wheel. It's going to go wheel. For good results.
It's really wheel.
Woe. Bad results. Wheel and woe for... or nothing.
Wow.
Okay. Wait, so we can come up with a plan, drink this potion, and then you have to tell us whether
it'll work. It's a good idea or not. That's beyond my usual facial expression, I think conveys that quite
well. That's actually really good. Well, you've only got one facial expression whenever we come up with an idea.
Is it W-O-E or W-O-A-H?
Do a bit.
whoa.
Oh, no, it's W-O-E, on wheel is W-E-A-L.
Oh.
Wheel.
That's very cool.
This is great.
So, okay.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. Well, potion.
So Liam's accidentally created something that can predict the future. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Drink it
we
now.
We won't use it.
I drink it now and think about the puffin.
where is that damn?
Woe betide you! That was immediately was the thought. Was like, that's a really cool mechanic, and like, we won't use it properly.
We will not use that properly. There will be an excellent properly. Moment to use it. We will miss it, and then we'll use it on like chasing a puffin. Like that
we'll,
is.
We'll feed it to your little box. Yes, that we always forget about.
Boxer.
So,
your potion, your lovely unctuous potions wake up your fellow party members here. And the day is yours. What's the plan? You're going to go meet your rock gnome friends and you're going to bring them something.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to sound a bit weird. Does the town have like a... sort of like, I guess I'm looking for like a... town hall or tourist information board or like who would we go to talk about what? Like relations with like Underdark denizens in the town.
You could certainly go to the town hall where Mayor Evra Alpafina has her offices.
That's exactly who I want to speak to.
That's exactly it. Let's go and let's kidnap her.
So we're gonna
bargain with her.
All right, so we're gonna go speak to the mayor.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, great.
I don't know your plan, but I like it.
I just think we need to work out
what they want. Okay, cool.
Because we sort of took a punt that it might be Jarnell's sword, but we don't know it would be.
Yeah.
And also, it'd be nice to give it back to him.
Okay.
So I think we just try and like get the lowdown on what this relationship is that they've got going on with the people in, from the dark.
Okay,
so,
great.
Maybe what they barter normally and what they haven't bartered in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that they'll need.
That's a great angle on it.
You can head to the town hall. Very well signposted. And as you step through the front door, there is a very stern dwarvish man with a little pair of glasses at a desk covered in papers. And he says, yes, hello. Hello, can I help you? Do you have an appointment?
Oh, my good man.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Fine, dwarvish fellow. We do not have an appointment, but we have urgent business.
If I had a gold piece for every time I'd heard that, I wouldn't be here.
I thought you didn't I did, deal I with did, currency.
Yeah, so you
yeah. Well, that's why I said if.
Oh, but I completely understand. Your time is precious. Your mayor's time is incredibly precious.
Mayor.
But we're on a bit of a schedule.
We're on a mission from God.
And we
the Boondock Saints, is it? Well, Mayor Evra is very tied up now. Maybe I can direct your...
we're here to untie her. And I walk through.
excuse me.
Hello.
Please do not step in there.
Oh, so that is the way to the mayor. I just worked that out. It's
along,
that door.
It's in that direction, yes.
Right. Okay,
she
can I go in?
Bothered. No.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Well, my good man.
What is the nature of your inquiry for the mayor?
What are you guys stealing whilst I'm doing this?
It's a commercial question. We actually, have you maybe got like a head of commerce or trade, import, export, any of those things?
Preposterous. We're a town of 200 people. No need of these things.
You literally have a port, though. You haven't got anyone in charge of the port.
There's a place, people come. There's a port master.
There's only 200 people here.
It's quite small, yes.
We should just waste them all, right?
just genocide, right?
Just kill everyone.
Well, and all the Underdark lot, of course.
Well, potentially, so no head of commerce or import export. Maybe is there a sort of a conduit between yourselves and the Underdark? They'd be useful to speak to as well.
Well,
head of relations.
Head of relations. Yes, Underdark relations.
A diplomat.
Things have been rather difficult.
Ambassador to the Underdark.
Things have been rather difficult with the Underdark recently. They've become rather a closed shop since. Our friends from the south arrived and took residence in the temple. That's been quite put quite a stop to any trade. And also, everyone else from there seems a little bit. And I'm not saying this because of any prejudice. I've always long liked the people who live in the Underdark. They're all a bit strange recently. Something's happened.
Oh, are all the people living in the Underdark body swapped?
Well, oh, mate, that would be fucking.
No,
mental.
It's
no, that wasn't for you.
No, wasn't for you. Not a matter of the time, cops.
No, it wasn't for you.
If you want to talk to someone who spends a lot of time with them, might I recommend Kanza the Druid? She lives in a shack on the outside of town. I think perhaps she would be your best bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has many dealings. She's a... you'll understand when you meet her.
That's fine. Oh, no, so which edge of town?
That one over there.
Okay, lovely.
And he points sort of towards where... So they're on these... You're kind of on this... Not a high cliff top, but there's the port. And the town is sort of up on a cliff from that port. Mm-hmm. And he points inland, away from the puffins, towards where you imagine the entrance to the Underdark might
scoop
be.
Scoop up a couple of puffins on the way.
Away from the puffins. Very explicitly away yeah. from the puffins.
But make him do a puffin check.
Of course she is just definitely scared of puffins.
Right, okay.
That's why she lives there.
Of course.
We should take one in case we need to scoop.
Intimidate.
So it's like, can we just find our way to her shack then? Is that
if
is
you'd
that...
like to go there? Yeah,
yeah, great. That'd be great.
Let's just
here comes a skill check while you avoid 20 men holding panes of glass on the streets of Leem. No, you can find. It's not a big place. You can find Kanza's shack very easily.
It was so rude of us as well. It's like in the second he's like, "There's so we just walk away."
goodbye.
Thank you, good sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, bye. Exactly. It was very helpful.
Hopefully, see you at the Fearstop celebrations next year.
No,
you won't.
This town is weird.
Yeah, Kansas Shack is exactly that. It's sort of built into a hollowed out tree stump. And the first thing you notice as you approach, it is covered in fungus. Different, and it looks very cultivated.
Oh, you might be miking it.
Several very varied strains of different kind of mushrooms. Some of them brilliantly coloured, but very clearly propagated here.
I think... I'm absolutely hypnotized by this.
Oh, like, I mean, I didn't even make you roll a fucking check there. Con save, but yeah, sure, yeah, you are. You're like, enthralled.
Yeah, I think that there's on a deep biological level, like there's something that like Vatic is just deeply vibing with these mushrooms.
Fucking druggy. That's him.
Yeah. I think if they're whatever the opposite of a con, I don't think I'm enthralled at all.
I think what's happening is like I'm seeing like these kind of like what's it called, like the little like frondy bits that are underneath a mushroom, you know, they're kind
of yearls.
Is it actually? Cool.
That's no, that was bollocks. I just wanted to see.
You said it was such
that.
Confidence, though.
No, it's I think they're gills, aren't they?
Yeah,
I think they are called gills underneath.
I think I've kind of.
That would make more sense.
But you went with yearls.
what I'm kind of going through is like this desire to reach out and touch them, but then also this feeling that it's like would be deeply profane.
Reach out and touch it.
Okay, all right.
They are called guilds. I had to Google that.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Google, don't praise him. He Googled it.
Romy.
But you guessed it.
Liam, for being such a good boy, you get to roll another D100.
Lovely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I'm going to roll this.
To see how much damage you take.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I got to roll a D100. No, I never get to roll
a D100. Right. We piss off Laurie all the time. Like, we constantly break
tell
his
what, flow. As a special treat, everybody can roll a D100.
Oh, that was a 93 for me.
93, that's a good one. This is, I have to admit, right now, a table I have from a previous campaign for a mushroom-obsessed player.
Oh, I got a 94.
Oh, that's quite cool.
I got a 27.
Okay.
He does. That's an okay, yeah.
Vatic, I think you're right. You have a real connection to these mushrooms, and you notice several of the varieties, which have been propagated in some of the kind of hollows of this tree, under branches, in little dark and damp places to really maximise the underdarkness of their environment. Several strains that you recognise, that Vatic recognises, some deep... you know, inner memory from Vatic's, I'm going to say childhood, but childhood, early adulthood. And I need you, Liam, to tell me where all of these mushrooms appeared in Vatic's life. Are you ready?
Cool.
Yep.
We've got a lot. Number one, phoenix shrooms. These are small mushrooms with pointed amber-coloured caps, often grow in tightly packed groups around the ashes of campfires and glow a distinct yellow and red colour in the dark. Phoenix shrooms are often mistaken from fires from a distance. When used to make a stew, they have a natural spice that give those who drink it fire resistance. Ooh. When made into a potion. Those are the shrooms that you are drawn to. Is there a time you can think of when they were particularly
in your life? On fire.
Yeah. I fell into a campfire.
Like I said, this is Vatic's life.
So I think there's this primordial memory of Vatic basically going on like hikes through the Underdark with his father, like when he was quite young. I think Vatic wasn't like, I think there was quite a lot of people around when Vatic was growing up, and so he didn't get much time one-on-one with his dad. And this was like something that was just special to like the two of them. And this was a mushroom that his father taught him to be able to identify. Mm. And it's one of those things that every time he sees it, there's this like foundational memory of seeing those out in the wilderness.
I wonder if that's also played into the fact that you now, Taryn and Vatic's body, are looking after your dad in his dotage. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is one of the strong memories that comes through. Okay. Well, they are growing in many little clumps around the base of this tree. You look up and it glitches, sort of following Glitch's eye line, you find some more little clusters of bronze-coloured mushrooms that grow sort of almost like grapes down a stem, and the little bell, these bronze bells come off the stem in little clusters of six or so. And these are temple bells. And you, they're so named because if you brush them with your hands, they make this gentle, like they're almost like wooden, rather than like jingling, almost like kind of wooden clacking.
Oh, almost like
chimes.
Yeah, wooden chimes.
Yeah, exactly. Like a wood chime.
And these are known for, because they will, when eaten, give you resistance to necrotic damage for quite a long time, yeah, and heal a very small amount of HP when you eat them. Again, sorry, this is going to be a big mushroom fat mission, but a time where you came across these?
I think this was possibly, I get the feeling that as a kid, he wasn't always the smartest person. And I think possibly like a person in authority, like I'm thinking possibly like a school teacher, like Vatic eating something he shouldn't have done and giving himself an upset stomach, and being given these to just sort of like soothe his stomach and make him feel better, like a little broth. Like, get this picture of him just a bit green around the gills, sat in a corner in a quiet space while all the other kids are playing, having to nurse this little temple bell mushroom brew.
Love that. That's beautiful.
Temple bells cures your bells. You remember the advert?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yes, I was suffering from Bell's palsy. That's right, yeah.
Shit.
And what was your roll attack, sorry?
94.
Oh, no, sorry, it was Paddy's. So those were...
27.
Sorry, so those were technically the ones Teddy was looking at up top. 27. Oh, how appropriate. How appropriate. The Wizard's Eye mushroom. Mm. These usually grow in coastal caverns. You need sea salt water to grow these. And they lend a kind of pale blue glow to their surrounding area. And they look like sort of little crystalline eyes. Very peculiar, though. They require cooking with a actual beast's eye in a potion together. And when that happens, the mushroom will extrude little filaments, little tendrils out from the body, and begin to absorb the energy of the eye that it is brewed in a potion with. This is great. I love this temple. Anyone who eats one of these combined, you know, eye-sodden wizard's eye mushrooms can see through what the wizard eye can see for 1d12 hours. So these are often used as magical wards, as a way for sort of underdark creatures to be able to protect their lairs. And these are particularly valuable. These are very, very rare, very, very hard to propagate.
Little fungal security cameras.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have to prepare
them. Ring doorbells.
You have to prepare them very specially. Then you have this potion, you drink it, and then you can see through what this potion is.
Ring doorbell. You pointed at me, but I was on my own little world trying to think of a pun.
Yeah.
Mushroom based pun for ring doorbell. Yeah, it's not come to me yet.
Is this something?
So what do these look like again, did you say?
They look like they're almost crystalline blue, and they glow slightly.
Okay.
And then when you brew them, they become completely transparent. But then these tendrils come out.
So I don't think I probably have heard about that usage for them, but the only exposure that I had to them were for their kind of, they're just like subtle illumination.
Yes.
And I don't know if have I talked about this before. I think I possibly did. Like the Vatic, I think Vatic always thought he would become an artist.
Rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
Rings a bell,
but. Right. Mm-hmm.
A doorbell.
Yeah. Mushroom doorbell.
Now, come on.
ring doorbell. There's a joke.
It was so sad. Liam was
definitely missing. Worth interrupting my touching reflection for,
honestly,
lads.
I'm so sorry, because it's been really lovely to listen to, and I've wanted to interrupt it the whole time.
We were so well
You've
behaved.
You've done so well.
Thank you.
No, you weren't. You were giggling the whole time.
Because I said shiitake. Like, there was nothing. There was no substance to what I said. Yes. I just panicked and said shiitake, and it got him. But we wanted to deference and respect, and so we didn't know what to do.
Paddy, you and I both know that it's no feat to get Zach, okay?
It's so stupid.
And we're back in your childhood memory.
I think he used to practice drawing these because of the way that he could capture like the light. Because light's one of those things that's slightly difficult to paint in the Underdark, and these were like an opportunity to just see how it like would cast shadows and reflections. So I think it was like something he sought out to practice.
Wonderful. My question to all three of you is, as you're looking at these specimens of mushrooms, do you take one? Are you harvesting a few?
We're visiting a druid, and it's probably a mushroom woman.
Yeah.
I really, really want to take the ones that are hard to propagate, though.
You want to take the wizard's eye ones?
Well, because we can trade those. They're tradable. Surely they're tradable.
But I think they definitely are. But...
All right, fine. No, rather than steal,
let's
I
speak to her
go,
first.
Hello.
And if she's a dick, we'll steal them away.
What was her name again?
Kanza.
Are we in Kanza anymore?
Kanza, come in.
And a tiny little Scotty dog pushes the door open.
Fuck off.
No. And you hear, oh, hello, visitors. Why don't you pop in?
Hello, rub my brassy nose.
Can I fit in her house?
She's not
actually a small Scotty dog, you know.
No, I know, but like, it was a tree stump. She lives in a tree stump.
Yeah,
right?
Like the remnants of a tree. It's fuck off huge.
Yeah, it's big though. Right, I'm just checking before I like commit to going.
It's got room for
a...
one person to stand perfectly still.
Yeah, like, go in. It's like that. I can't get. Yeah, fine. We all go in.
You can go in, and it's kind of really surprisingly cozy in here. You're expecting some kind of like, grubby druid's den. Yeah. No aspersions to druids, but none of you three are druids. So I imagine you probably find them all a bit, hippie-ish and stinky.
I prefer corpses.
I think Teddy finds everything not moneyed.
A bit herby,
but it's kind
they
of...
They said they had a gym here, but they...
Yeah. It's well apportioned, it's looked after, and it's a bit musty, it's a bit earthy in here.
It's a hobbit's hole.
Yeah, and there is a... You step in and you see a woman... Probably of advanced years. She slightly stoops. The back is slightly kind of, hunched over. And she's at her desk. All you can see from behind is this enormous, wide-brimmed hat that is itself supporting several varieties of mushroom.
Oh, cool.
Is she made out of mushrooms?
And she says, oh, it's so nice to have guests. And she turns around and she is also home to many, many colonies of mushrooms. And it is quite horrific to look upon.
Okay.
She is a kindly lady, but she's got sort of stuff growing out of one eye.
I actually don't stop it.
Bits growing out of her ears.
Are we talking a bit tryptophobic?
A bit tryptophobic, a bit Last
why
of Us.
You know, that's you what know, I didn't like.
You know, is that what even you Last of Us hope? When they find a body that's like been left yes. for too long. Yeah. Bit like that.
Yes.
Now is that what a
mic- Hello dear.
Is that what a myconid is, or is she
no.
that's not myconids are mushroom.
Give me a nature check. Okay. Give me a nature check.
Okay. Skills. Nature.
I like how you do that flourish every time, just to really emphasise
how difficult it is. How difficult that is now. That's a 12 plus 5. That's a 17.
I have no idea what she is. I rolled a 5.
She's a freak, and you need to burn her.
I'm like, I was kind of there already.
You
like,
fucking freak!
Zach was there already. Like,
You just stopped salting her.
Is very close to burning down this hovel and taking the mushrooms that I want, because this is not okay.
She is a person. This is a half-elf
right.
woman of good. Advanced years, probably. Right. Elf woman. But she has given over her body to the funguses. And you know, with that role, I think probably there's quite a thin line between, you know, the College of Necromancy and...
Spore Druids.
Well, yes, exactly. The Circle of Spores.
Yeah.
School of Druids who are obsessed with funguses and their applications in nature magic. And you've heard tell of, you know, wizened old practitioners who might keep a colony or two on their person.
Yeah.
This is beyond. This right. is someone who is part mushroom at this point.
Wow. That's really cool.
She says, well, what brings you here to my shack?
I wasn't Teddy... expecting a Scottish woman, but okay.
Oh, like, yes.
Teddy is not cool. Like, he is not cool with
we'll
this.
Take, we'll
Teddy,
take point.
Yeah, yeah, I, yeah, like, yeah. I am not like...
Do you have to go outside?
I think I've...
Stealing.
I'm backed up to the whatever the wall is furthest from her at this point. I'm not okay with
crossing
this.
Yourself and whatever unbelief symbol
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this is not... The nature check didn't go well. The description made me, Zach, quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is... yeah.
Is there like an elven greeting I can give her? Maybe give her some kudos?
Mella.
Mella.
Oh, you can enter. That's fine.
Thank you. hey.
Hello.
Hello.
What brings you to my hovel? I'll say again.
We're looking for some information on the people from the Underdark who've been visiting here.
Yes. Well, they haven't been visiting for quite some time. Would you like a tea? I'll make you something.
Yep. I'm having one. I'm drinking whatever she's offering.
I would absolutely love one, thanks.
For you, young man.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. It's brave. It's a brave boy. He's
and
a brave
she,
boy.
She busies herself in a little kitchen and she starts brewing up. I hope you like mushrooms.
How long have you been? How long have you been here?
Oh, quite a while.
9 days.
I'm...
I got here last Tuesday.
You'll have had your tea, I suppose. Many years now. I came from one of the islands off to the north. And I found it quite fascinating here. Those Underdark dwellers you mention are very in tune with the mushrooms. In fact, there is a large myconid colony down there. Did you know?
Can't wait to meet them.
Well, it might be difficult. They're having somewhat of a conflict. Two rival leaders, sovereigns, they're known as, in the myconid world.
Myconids.
Oh, yes. It gets rather nasty. That might be why you haven't seen anyone from down there for some time.
Oh, is that what's caused the embargo?
Yeah. Oh, very good word.
Embargo.
It's them and...
That's elvish.
Some of the cultists.
The block.
Fucking idiot.
Have moved down there as well. There are some new inhabitants of the temple who are making things difficult too. But no, this was when one of the sovereigns made their play. Of course, you have Tishake is one of them. And his rival, Bortapel.
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
That was the best bit that's happened
that
the whole
really good.
Harry gave me nothing. I literally tailored that for Pat.
That was really good.
And if you'd like to know, it's spelt T-I apostrophe S-H-A-H-K K-A-Y. So it's not how you'd expect.
Tishako.
Yeah.
And the second
one again, just give me that again.
Bottle pill.
Yep, okay.
You see where I'm going with that?
I love it. Like, I'm loving it, but I'm trying to be more respectful of Laurie's time.
Oh, this is the one time I wanted you not to be.
Real good. So are they rival? No, hang on. We have too many questions. No, well, I have too many questions.
Well, I'll tell you this. You may ask me any questions you like, but you know, myconids tend to be one of the same creature. They all share thoughts. And it's with use of spores that they manage this. If you infect enough myconids, they'll all be your friends.
That's...
Oh, okay. I've backed.
It's rather nice. I've got both of them rolling around in here. Oh, but it makes things a little complicated in my head. Let me tell you.
How do you roll for panic attack?
So you just spore people into being your friends?
Yes.
I've stopped.
Like coke at an advertising party.
I've stopped inhaling. Yeah, right. I'm at the back of the room.
Is there a way if you're undecided as to where your allegiance might be? Is there a way to sort of resist those spores?
Oh, well, if you could resist breathing, I suppose. As soon as you go down there, it will become quite apparent to everyone who lives down there that you do not belong if you do not bear the spores of one or the other.
Oh, so it's pick a team.
It's pick a team or get ripped into pieces.
What team are you on?
Both.
Well, now, okay.
No, I've got special dispensation.
Oh, why is that?
Because I huffed a load of spores from both of them.
That's
and
okay.
My unique physiology means I can support both. It's perks of the academic trade.
Ah, so you're like a diplomat between them.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, impartial observer. Like the UN.
Oh, you're like the UN. Okay.
Like the peacekeepers.
Yeah. Right, okay, right.
Well, I must admit it's become rather one-sided recently. Bortopel is far in the lead. His abilities to spread his spores and overpower the others have become like nothing I've ever seen before.
Is he a good dude?
Well, I mean, they're mushrooms. They don't really have morals, my friend.
Oh.
They believe in infecting all of us and controlling our every movement with the hive mind, so...
Okay.
Is that good? I don't know. Let me tell you the things that I hear in my head that he says are not very good, no.
I'm just giving you looks like this is weirder than I hoped. Okay.
If Teddy's eyes could scream, they are screaming at both of you.
So he's terrified.
What you want to visit? Is that what I gather?
Aye, we need to get down there.
What, since the embargo? I know you love that word.
It's a great word.
What? So trade ceased between the Underdark and the Overlight?
Overlight, oh, I like that. Overworld.
Sure.
I suppose.
Cut off surface. No, yeah, surface world.
Well, yeah.
Took way too long to get there.
Yep.
Not so much that's not controlled by the cult of the Red Dragon, as I mentioned, to control the kind of humanoid comings and goings.
So I guess you get fewer mushroom products up here. And they get fewer...
Yeah, well, I still have my ways in, of course. I still have my contacts down there.
Oh, sure.
Are they... Are the cult of the Red Dragon aligned with one of the Myconids?
It's my theory that Bartopel has the support. His abilities seem to have been rather enhanced recently.
We're going to have to kill Bartopel, aren't we? That's just something we're going to have to do.
Well, you may not have to kill him.
Oh, shit.
If you're saying that out loud, perhaps, you know, having a hand in that power balance might be...
I know, Teddy, you're not really loving this conceptually, but I think we probably do need to side with Tishake.
Well, you know, I...
Yeah.
Whatever gets me out of this room, I think is good. No, just lovely home. Really lovely. Really... cozy, your whole vibe, top notch.
Make a deception check. Deception check. Yeah.
but deception check. Whoa, it's not great. 3 plus 6 plus 3.
Shit.
I think that makes sense though.
She gives you a very sweet smile that a granny gives, you know, her grandson when they tell, you know, a harmless fib,
a porky. Yeah.
but it's a porky. It's
yeah,
a porky.
Oh, but
and
no.
She says, oh, of course, of course. Yes, yeah, no. By the way, feel free to step outside anytime you like. I won't be offended, no. And she winks, and then she winks.
Do I get the feeling?
Like several mushrooms around her eye also kind of go rank. Sort of like close as well as okay, she winks.
Yeah. They quack like a duck.
At that point, I do think Teddy is not like he's been given like one thing. I would like is there any, what role would I need to roll with you, the DM, to work out like
how
if
to
I
win
if
the
I
game.
Go no if I go outside and I potentially
Chunder
no. Stuff all those valuable mushrooms in my bag. Like, is she gonna notice that? Is she connected to those mushrooms?
Well, so yeah, that was exactly my thought. Is like she would have fucking. And also, if you take the ones that are fucking security cameras, and she's a mushroom woman.
No, they're not security cameras yet. They're security cameras after.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is a good
they're just
okay.
Mushrooms.
Perception.
Point,
I think if you're trying to size her up, give me perception.
Perception.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a thing for me, but we'll. Oh. Oh, even the app's a cunt. Like,
the way that Zach said that made it feel like the list of cunts was
was long already.
Long already.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking.
This woman.
It's an indiscriminate list, like 100%. But like, bear in mind, I've got.
I think we all know what you've got.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, that doesn't make sense though.
Now, Zach, I'm sure. I mean, it's a computer, Zach.
No, I roll the performance rather than a. Oh. I can give you my performance, but that's a +7 rather than a +1.
Okay. So what's the? So just so give it me to take 6 off the score.
Well, the original score. Now the score is now 2.
Ah.
before it was 8, now it is 2.
It's a 1.
Yeah.
Totally cool. She wouldn't even notice if you took
app,
it all.
But I just like to say the app did a thing with a fucking animation hovered on the 18.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that.
It's how they
really
get you to buy all the
really tickled
fucking
your balls.
Upgrades. Yeah.
Fuck you, you wizards of wherever the fuck you're from.
Yeah. Some coast. Yeah.
She, you,
a
you,
wizard of some Dorset coast. Wizards. Yeah. Hey, wizard of some coast.
By the way, just to be really clear, that this is that.
You don't mean
whatever
that.
Whatever your answer is, I don't think it's dissuade me from stealing.
No,
it should embolden you because you think this silly woman isn't going to notice anything. One of her eyes doesn't really work. I can fill my britches with mushrooms. And in fact, as you step out, if you step outside, are you stepping outside?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
Chitty Bay.
I'm
says,
sorry about this, but I'm role playing.
No,
as I should.
And out of the,
we took you into a horrible situation and put you under pressure.
I get outside. I like, I deep breathe for a minute.
Yes,
just fully like just
get all those spores in there. Yeah, yeah.
And then I spy this valuable mushroom just in the corner of my eye.
You do.
What are they looking like, Laurie?
They're looking all tempting, very tempting, shit. Unguarded. And in fact, at this moment, Hess steps out of the shadows to you and says, "You gonna lift some merchandise?
Are you gonna help me?
Well, if you need my help, yeah, of course.
Okay, grab those ones that look like
I'm
eyes.
I'm not that kind of cop.
Yeah, grab those.
I'm
ones
a that, dirty cop.
In fact, great. All right, you know what? Between the two of us,
fill your britches.
All the mushrooms." As in, yeah. not all the mushrooms, as in, like, but we take a little bit of the, like, as in, I reckon we do take a bit of the eye watching ones and the other type of. I know, I'm sorry, but you're looking at me like that.
No.
This is what the character
Dude,
would do.
You're bang on. I was just
I tried to style it out. And
in
she,
terms
and he,
of things to trade with the mushroom people, other mushrooms might not be a good start.
This entire conversation. It made it very clear to me that I want nothing to do with the mushroom people. I'm trading these mushrooms to the fucking Underdark people that need them for stuff like ring doorbells.
Okay. <I've> got... And, well, what a wonderful place to end the episode, because as Teddy and
we're doing
Hess,
it like super.
Oh, it's super
subtle,
chill.
Cool. Yeah.
Didn't even make you roll for it, man. You're fucked.
You're with me.
I didn't make you roll for picking mushrooms, which famously 90% of their biomass is under the surface of the actual bell of the mushroom. And a woman who is covered in mushrooms.
I'm responding to the roles.
What happens. You gladly fill your boots. Hess gladly helps you. You two, you're on top of the world.
Can she make us like shadow though? Can we just
You can tell me next time, because Vatic and Glitch, you two are just about to have your tea when suddenly something very strange happens on the back of this woman's head. First, a little tendril goes up and starts going, and then another one. Then suddenly all of the mycelium stretching across her body start writhing and going, and she says, "Oh no, I thought he might be a naughty boy." And you're going to roll some initiative next time.
Yeah,
I'm fancy.
Piss.